This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Wednesday morning, what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. The consensus forms by Wednesday during an NFL season, what's on the line the week ahead. And I think the consensus is a lot for the Commanders this week. I think it'll determine how we view the rest of the season. We'll dive into that as the show goes on, as they take on Daniel Jones. He's not good, folks. He's not good. Hasn't thrown a touchdown in five consecutive games. Has always lit this team up. The field formerly known as Commanders Field, formerly known as FedEx Field, currently known as Northwest Field. Here's the thing. You got to shut down Daniel Jones. Otherwise, we got a long year ahead of us. Otherwise, we become 910 The Fan, the home of ECU basketball, a little quicker than we'd like to become 910 The Fan, the home of ECU basketball. Black and gold game 1 month away. That sneaks up on you. They're practicing over at the BDC. They'll be ready. We are starting our Play Chesterfield segments today. Thomas Dale High School athletes Draylen Waller and Maddie Sawyer join the program in half an hour at 10:30. Fired up to get that started tomorrow night. I'll be out in Chesterfield, or as I call it, Bonus Southside, to MC the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. First one. Going to be a really fun night out there. We'll tell you more about that in the 10:30 segment. At 11 o'clock, Mike Svetitz joins the program, as he does on Wednesdays. 11:30, Jerry Jones isn't going to join the program. He hangs out with our sister station, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, during the week. We'll play you some of that, let you know what's going on with them Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? They are 1-0. I want to talk Hokies and Hoos, as we do, of course, on this program. But I want to start with baseball. Can I start with baseball? Are we allowed to do that in September? It's my radio program. We're allowed to do that in September. Good baseball last night. Look, I get it. You're skeptical, MP. We're talking about baseball. It's football season. Thursday night football's tomorrow. Get your Amazon Prime login ready. Here's the thing. Football's exciting. Baseball, sometimes not as exciting. Could I interest you in a benches clearing brawl? Okay.
Bryce now with 39 doubles on the year. Castellanos is hit by the pitch, and he is not happy. The benches are going to clear. Harper's already at the mounds. Castellanos has been hit a handful of times this week. Dusty Wathan comes over with Brandon Marsh to move Harper away. The bullpen's clear as well.
You never want to have been hit a handful of times that week.
Yeah, that's bad.
that's an aggressive amount of being hit by a baseball in a sport where you're not allowed to get hit by the baseball.
Yeah.
That's it. One is enough. Several times this week.
He gets it.
I think the message has been conveyed.
Clear the benches.
Clear the benches. Jog on in. That's the best part of a bullpen pitcher's day. We doing this? We're doing this. Let's go. open the fence. Let's go. Let's all jog in. Jog back out. Woo! We were there. Bought the t-shirt. Went back to the bullpen. Watched the rest of the game in peace and silence. It's the Phillies. It's the Dodgers. They're back and forth for the NL lead, same way we're seeing the Orioles and the Yankees and the AL. Fantastic baseball coming up here in the stretch run, which we talked a lot about. We kind of let it slide as football season started, but I want to make sure we're putting a bookmark in it, because it's been fantastic. The Phillies clearing the benches against the Rays after another win for them, holding their position on the Dodgers. How did the Dodgers fall out of first place? They lost to the Chicago Cubs, and in dramatic fashion, bottom of the ninth, home run for the Dodgers gets stolen away by the Cubs.
Swinging a high fly ball deep right center field. Back is Cole Armstrong near the fence, leaping up. He made the catch. He took a home run away from Max Muncy, and the Cubs win the ball game. Pete Crow Armstrong with a dazzling display of defense tonight.
I know we got some Cubs fans out there, so I want to say this. You're not out of it, but you know you're out of it, and that's okay. So it's okay to be excited. Dramatic win out in L.A., chasing the Braves and the Mets. You're hoping one of them fades down the stretch. Braves get things right against our semi-hometown team, the Washington Nationals, 12-0 last night. That's a rough post-game show on the Masson Network there, 12-0. Braves take care of the Nats. They're even with the Mets again after falling behind the other night. So baseball's heating up. The Mets, Braves, they're jockeying for that wild card spot. The Cubs nipping at their heels. I reference back to this sometimes because you never know which baseball team to do. Like, we did a Yankees segment yesterday. That had nothing to do with the Yankees. It kind of had a lot to do with New York. Not a lot to do with the Yankees. I did enjoy the segment, though. We did, when I was at the newspaper, we did a survey, I guess, a poll. I don't know. I'm not the Gallup organization, whatever you call it. The question was, who's your favorite baseball team? And the answer was essentially all of them. No one baseball team was listed as the favorite by more than 20% of people in town.
Wow.
Yeah, they like them all. Hooray for baseball. They're Rob Lowe with the NFL hat, but it's an MLB hat. Let's hear it for baseball. That we had.
I almost physically clapped there.
Why? The physical clap, the soundboard clap. They're all good. Don't worry about it. It all counts as applause for baseball. We had Yankees fans. We had Braves fans, of course, from the R Braves time here. Nationals fans. They're growing. It's a small number, but they're growing. A lot of Orioles fans. We get mass in here. If you're going to have one sporting experience within driving range of Richmond, I think Camden Yards might be the answer. Really good sporting experience. Maybe Thursday night in Blacksburg probably would be up there on the list as well. They play more at Camden Yards, though. They play more of those than they do Thursday nighters in Blacksburg. I was getting my October schedule ready. October 17th. Virginia Tech Thursday nighter in Blacksburg. I think you're going to be dealing with late night MP on Friday morning during this program after the Tech Thursday nighter. That's a hunch. You're going to be he's going to have to put this show. We're going to have to load up some clips or something.
Lots
that
of
day.
Clips that day.
I'll be wearing the shades after Thursday night in Blacksburg. Right,
little hoodie up.
I saw a great post the other day. This is the start of the tailgating season. We just like to remind the parents your kids don't want you at the bar with them before the game. And I hear what you're saying. You're saying not my kid. He doesn't mind. He does. He doesn't want you there. It's a good PSA for all us old people out there. Let the kids have their fun. We can go to adult designated fun having areas.
That's another aspect of dadication.
Dadication. Let's go. We're bringing it all together. That's our first dadication poll in the show itself. This weekend, they're at Old Dominion, which has the bar in the end zone, which they take it next level in Norfolk.
Right.
They don't slow down for anything.
Oh, yeah. My cousin went to ODU. He was all in, all the time.
Turned down for what? Yeah, the bar's in the end zone at ODU.
Where else would it be?
A lot of people. The stands, the suites. There's a lot of very logical places to put the bar. No, absolutely not.
I don't think so.
The Raiders have that too in Vegas. They've got the end zone club with the DJ.
They're doing it right.
I'm
pro end zone club.
Pro end zone club. This show has very few stances. We don't weigh in on current matters, but we are pro end zone club. This show stands for a few things, and we stand for them wholeheartedly. Want to get to college football, so let's take our first break. We'll get back to that on the other side. Brent Pry talking yesterday. How's he going to get that offense going down in Norfolk against a pretty good ODU defense? Plus, UVA chasing 3-0. And you know my favorite part of college football season is the part where the reporters and the coaches spar. We got a live one. We'll play it for you on the other side. Off and running on a Wednesday. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic. Happy Wednesday to you, driving you around Richmond. It's getting hot again. That's because we ran our first weather article in the Richmonder today. Sean Sublett, he's a certified meteorologist. He's licensed. I don't know what that means. I'm not licensed to do this. Nobody gave me a license. They gave me a microphone. They gave me a time slot. They said, have at it. I don't know how to do radio. You figure it out.
Meh.
Yeah.
You don't need a license.
Here we are a year later. Still driving unlicensed. Absolutely.
Nobody's pulled us over yet.
Still having a great time. He said, essentially, yeah, it's cool, but that doesn't mean it's going to be snowy this year because it's never snowy anymore, which is so true. Mm-hmm. We used to be a proper city. We used to have snow. We don't have snow anymore.
I wasn't here when you had snow.
Yeah. We used to, in the last century, we averaged 15 inches per winter. That's what Sean Subler wrote. The last 5 years, so in the Hazel period, 2.8. Yeah, that's the Richmond you know.
That is the Richmond.
One snow, three dustings, 12 days off school. That's the traditional last 5 years ratio. I don't think I've ever been more flustered than when we had a snow day during virtual school. The year the kids were doing virtual school and they gave them a snow day.
How are you supposed to approach that?
I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. Sure. Okay. What they were doing.
You're still speechless.
I'm still speechless. What they were doing was logging onto Zoom, pretending to go to school and playing games on their computer on a second window.
Yes.
So what they did that day was just played games on their computer. So it's a very subtle difference.
One big window. But
they got to make the window full screen that day. It was a very subtle difference, but very meaningful. We'll talk to two actual student athletes here in 13 minutes. Draylen Waller and Maddie Sawyer of Thomas Dale High School are our Play Chesterfield guests this week. Thomas Dale, by the way, you know what happened to Thomas Dale Friday night?
Battle of Chester.
They won the Battle of Chester. Darn right they did. Beat LC Bird, continued their recent dominance in that series. Draylen Waller, two interceptions in that game. Maddie Sawyer holds the Thomas Dale record in the two-miler. The insiders call it the 3,200 meters.
Ooh.
But I'm an American, so I know what I'm going to call it. I'm an American. I love college football. College football reporters have a tendency to be homers is the word. They like the team. Rah, rah, go team. In a way that NFL reporters don't. NFL reporters generally call it a little more like they see it. That stunk. That needs to be better. There's not a ton of that in the college sports space. And the coaches generally like it that way, which takes us to Oklahoma State. They pulled out a dramatic come-from-behind win over Arkansas over the weekend. Here is Coach Mike Gundy. Talk to him. He's a man. He's 40. Chatting with reporter Robert Allen. This is clip number 5, which is a thing I should have shared with you, but I was too busy reminiscing on snow days. Mike Gundy here at his press conference at Oklahoma State, chatting with Robert Allen.
They have pretty good guys at receiver.
Well, you're a homer is the first part. Because they were running wide open. You're wanting to make it look better. And honestly, they were running wide open. Now,
I asked for it.
Well, it's all right. We're honest here. I mean, there's no reason anybody should come to these press conferences if we're going to each other. So the point being is that they were running wide open. And the good news is this, Robert, is it's fixable. And I know everybody's going, didn't look like it's fixable to me. It is fixable, okay?
How bad of a homer do you have to be for the coach of the football team to be like, that's a little much, buddy. Why don't we tune it back a little bit? I appreciate where you're headed, but that's so much homerism there. Why don't we dial it back a bit? Even I'm embarrassed by the amount of homerism we're getting here at this press conference. Reminds Al Groh had a similarly short fuse for that at UVA. They had lost a game by a lot, and they had scored a touchdown like late in the fourth quarter, when the other team had all their backups in. And one of the reporters, I know who it was, they'll remain nameless. The people who need to know, go, Coach, your team didn't quit out there in the fourth quarter. And Al Groh goes, they don't let you quit.
They make us keep playing, okay?
Yeah, football, they just keep playing it. That's the mood.
You got to play the whole game, I guess.
Yeah, first off, you're a homer. You got to just wear that like a badge of honor. In a room of homers, the coach singled me out for being the most homer of all of them. Brent Pry was a little more upbeat. That'll happen when you come off of a win. He's got a game, though, coming up here. And one of the topics every year among the Hokie faithful is why we got to keep going to Norfolk. They are 0-2 there. I get that. I'll make a case for it first. But here's Brent Pry on going to Norfolk and whether he wants to continue doing that.
Honestly, it's the next game on the schedule for us. We got to go be 1-0. Yeah, a lot of that stuff's worked out long ago. For me and our team, it's about going and being 1-0 this week, winning one on the road. At night, they got a good environment over there. I know we've got some, a group of fans, some Hokies over there that will be in attendance, and we'll need them, to be loud and be present.
In the end zone bar, hopefully. I'll be at UVA, but that's going to be a great atmosphere down there in Norfolk.
They don't have an end zone bar, but...
No, they're at ODU.
Oh, okay.
There will be.
Well, Brent, then I expect you to be there.
No, I won't be there. I'll be at UVA. They don't have an end zone bar at UVA.
I can't keep track of these things.
They did have, when I was there 2 weeks ago, they had a wine truck.
Ooh. That,
but it was like... You know how, like, at weddings, everything's very stylized?
Yes.
Like, it was clearly a wine truck that goes to weddings and serves wine at outdoor weddings.
I thought it was going to be football-themed wine.
No.
No.
They just rolled it on in to Scott Stadium with full, like the script writing and the calligraphy.
Say,
yeah, so wine, come have a drink.
Strawberry champagne.
I don't want to say it was the most UVA thing I saw. It was a very UVA thing, though. I did see where Barefoot Wine is now the official wine of the NFL. If you were wondering, will they sell out to anybody? Yeah, they will. If you have a dollar, they'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
They're in. Barefoot Wine, the official wine of the NFL.
I was wondering what the official wine of the NFL was.
It's about time they spoke up on the issue. They'd remain silent for too long. Were they, Two-Buck Chuck, Barefoot, the Kindle, I forget the
right?
Yeah.
We have a Pepsi.
We've got an official soft drink. We've got an official pizza, Little Caesars. It's hot and ready. It's the only one that's hot and ready of the major chains.
Pizza.
Exactly. I'm old enough that I actually remember going to Little Caesars and getting the two pizzas wrapped in paper, which is how they used to do it. The pizza was you bought two pizzas when you went to Little Caesars.
Oh.
They sold you two. They put it in this long paper tray that had like plastic wrap or paper wrapping on top of it. You tore off the paper. There were two pizzas. They tried to sell as like you're getting two for the price of one, but they just set the price and you bought two. There wasn't an option to buy a pizza for half the price, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they say we get off topic on this program. The topic is Hokie offense needs to be rolling against Old Dominion because their defense has been good against East Carolina and against South Carolina, the Fight and Shane Beamers down there. They've kept this team in a couple of games, and the offense has questions. Their quarterback might be injured, but his defense is good, and this Tech offense has been stagnant in first halves. I'm not the doctor, but if I were, my prescription would be a little bit more Bashal Tootin. Brent Pry was asked about that yesterday. Here's what he says about his running back.
Yeah, like I've said in the past, I think Bashaw's a really well-rounded back. He's got speed to run away. He can make a guy miss, and he can put his pads, roll his pads over and get that tough yardage. And he did that some Saturday. But I'm going to tell you, Malachi and PJ did it as well. There was a big run that PJ had late in the game. I believe it was for first down where he put his head down. And he's not the biggest guy. But all three of those guys did some of that, which is necessary.
They were all good. There's that balance, right? It's tough to have the patience to commit to the run, but the run generally does get better throughout the game if you commit to it. But you also need to get results in the first half and not dig yourself holes, because if you dig yourself another hole against this Monarchs team, you might not get to climb out of it. It might be more like Vandy than Marshall, where you flip the switch, you start rolling. You got Rutgers coming in next week. And this is... These are important football games to set you up to do the things you want to do. So I think the offense is important. Kyren Drones, look, we've been talking all week about Lamar Jackson and about Jaden Daniels, about how much they're running. Kyren's been on the ground a lot, too. He's been using his wheels. Here's Brent Pry on the Hokie quarterback.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're best when Kyren's at his best. And that's, you know, that's play selection. That's Kyren. That's the offensive line. That's the wideouts. It's all of it. But we got to get Kyren going. Get him comfortable, you know, get him playing at his best. He's done that at times in these last 2 weeks. And I think there's been some times that, you know, he knows and we know we got to do better. And some of it's, you know, some of it's kind of dispersed among a couple other spots. I don't know that it's any one thing, but, you know, we got to play to his strengths and get him coming out the gate well.
That was that wasn't the Dan Quinn answer, right? The Dan Quinn answer, DQ yesterday, was given the, hey, we're going to tone this down. We know this isn't for anybody's long-term good. That's one of the differences between college football and pro football, right? 17 pro games, 12 college games. A couple of them are you know, a little bit less exciting than the other 10. You go all out. You play to win every week. And especially for this team trying to build a little bit of momentum right now, you do that. You go in hot. You go in with everything you got. And if that means Kyren Drone's running it 20 times, I don't get the sense Brent Pry's going to shy away from Kyren Drone's running it 20 times on Saturday. 6 o'clock kickoff. On Saturday, you'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. When we come back, we're going to kick off our Play Chesterfield segment. That's 3 minutes away. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Wednesday morning. What's up? Michael Phillips here. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Really excited. This is week two of our Play Chesterfield features. We're going to be in a different school each week across Chesterfield, spotlighting the best of Chesterfield County athletics. Today, we're at Thomas Dale High School. They're big. You know, they got a lot of great athletes down there. And we'll start with Thomas Dale Director of Activities, Ricky Tallman. Ricky, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you? Doing great.
Awesome. I know you've got a lot cooking down there. The Battle of Chester football game, of course, is an annual highlight. Great win in that last Friday. It was right here on 910 The Fan. Tell us about all the great things that are cooking right now at Thomas Dale.
Yeah, we're really fortunate down here in Chester. Thomas Dale is a heavily supported school. The Chester community really does rally around us. You know, within the confines of our school, we have a positive school culture really driven by our athletics, our teams, and our amazing student athletes. Our student section, we like to say, is the best in the 804. We call it the nightmare, and we travel to our away games. We really do a good job supporting our teams. And then there's also an educational piece with our student-athletes. We offer a student-athlete advisory committee where one of our student-athletes from each team serves on a panel, meets with me regularly, providing leadership opportunities and also giving our student-athletes a voice for being able to have an impact within their own journey as student athletes of their time here. So really amazing things going on. We have experiential leadership or experiential learning with our landscaping class, Mr. Sheets. You know, it's unique here at Thomas Dale. Our students help maintain all of our sports fields. And so it comes to mowing the fields, lining the fields, and they've had amazing success. We've had two times our fields have been awarded with Field of the Year, and just really awesome opportunities for our kids to be able to learn outside of the classroom and get some real life work experience that could lead them into a career field, you know, after their time here.
I love that. Thomas Dale, things are happening down there. Ricky Tallman, Director of Activities, joining us this morning on The Fan. You would tell us maybe what you're excited about, what you're looking forward to in these coming weeks at Thomas Dale.
Yeah, for sure. You know, right on the horizon, we have our back to school night, which happens every year. But one cool thing that we're doing this year is we're hosting an NCAA eligibility presentation for parents and student athletes that are interested in playing at the next level. A lot of times there's an educational process when it comes to that, making sure that our parents are prepared, they have realistic expectations, and then also the differences that come into what classes actually qualify for the NCAA versus just getting into a college. And so just making sure early on in that process Our parents and our student athletes are aware. We also have a really cool opportunity coming up on September 23rd. Our field hockey team is hosting a community night. We have a couple parents that are really pushing this, and it's going to be a carnival-like atmosphere. So we've reached out to the other Bermuda 10 area schools, and we're hoping to get a lot of our young families out supporting that night. And really having a fun evening. And then right on the horizon, we have region play coming up. It's hard to believe, but the first regional sports competition we have is golf, and that's in less than a month on October 7th at Lake Chesney Golf Club. And so that really gets us into that playoff atmosphere and playoff environment. And then finally rounding out October is homecoming week. It's pushed back a little bit this year from years past, but the week of October 21st is that big homecoming week. We host Patrick Henry in football that Friday, but you know, I think here at Thomas Dale, what kind of rivals that big homecoming game is Powder Puff. And so we've already got some of the participants in Powder Puff talking about the seniors and juniors and seeing who's going to win that game. So that's just a really fun week. Again, really positive school culture and looking forward to that as well.
An awesome tradition for sure down at Thomas Dale. We've got the Play Chesterfield Hour every Wednesday at 10:30, and legendary Thomas Dale football coach Vic Williams can be one of the inductees into the Chesterfield County Sports Hall of Fame tomorrow night. So that's exciting to have Thomas Dale on the line here. Athletic Director Ricky Tallman joining us, Activities Director Ricky Tallman joining us. And you want to tell us about the two athletes we're going to get to speak to this morning?
Yeah, I can't say enough about these two. We've got Draylen Waller from our football team and Maddie Sawyer from our cross country team. You know, I can rave about them for hours here, but Draylen's fresh off of an amazing performance in the Battle of Chester, really key to us solidifying that victory. And Maddie here is a, she won't say it, but she's a record holder here. She holds the school record in our girls cross country. And so I'm really happy that they're here to join us. And on top of that, they're just amazing, amazing student athletes, you know, students first in the classroom, getting the job done there. And then as well within competition.
We love to hear it. You want to start us with Draylen?
Sure. Draylen, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Congrats on the win. Friday night, two interceptions. Tell us about what makes that game unique and special when Thomas Dale plays LC Bird. We hear about it, but for the people who live it or in the community, how special is that night?
It's really like a different environment. Like every year, it's just more and more people. More people are involved. All the kids and students come out there, and since I've been going up, that's always been the base game that I look forward to.
Chatting with Draylen Waller, Thomas Dale football team. Tell us about your team this year, and obviously getting a lot of buzz. It's obviously a very talented team every year, but what is it about this year's team that you guys feel maybe you got something special working?
After that loss last year, we didn't waste no time getting back into the weight room. And the 4 years I've been here, usually we just see each other during football and then that's it. But this year we've been talking to each other outside of football, getting together, practicing, and also just doing team activities to get better chemistry on and off the field.
Now, do I understand right, this is your last go-round here, that you're a senior?
Yes, sir.
So how special is this, kind of soaking in every last moment?
It's really all flying by fast, but I'm enjoying every moment of it.
That's awesome. Draylen Waller, Thomas Dale high school football team. And what kind of goals are you guys setting for the rest of the way here?
The state championship. That's what our mind is set on, but we're taking it week by week.
I love it. Well, thank you for making a few minutes to join us today. And we'll move on to Maddie Sawyer, cross-country runner. Maddie, good morning. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great here. Excited to be showcasing Thomas Dale Athletics. And I guess tell us about your journey into cross country and running and how you've grown in the sport.
I've been running competitively for nearly 10 years, starting at the YMCA. And I've just honestly been wanting to improve my times throughout the season and the rest of my high school career with the hopes of running in the collegiate level.
That's awesome. And what year are you?
I'm year 11.
Okay, so you got two more years to go. Tell us about the cross-country team this year and what's got you excited about this group.
I'm really excited how our team is growing in size and the improvements we're making. Our coaches are very dedicated and experienced. And I'm really excited for regionals and hope that our entire team or part of our team will have the opportunity to go to state.
That'd be awesome. Maddie Sawyer joining us from Thomasdale High School, the Knights cross country and track teams. Do you have a favorite season between cross country, indoor and outdoor?
I would definitely say cross country.
Okay. Why is that?
I believe I like how our team is closer together and we're all focused on one goal of state and we all just are focused on like one race. And afterwards, our team is just super close together. We go eat and I just enjoy our team atmosphere a lot.
I love it. Great to hear from Maddie Sawyer, Thomasdale cross country. And I know there's a ton of great running around this area, obviously Pull Green and down there in Chesterfield as well. Do you have a favorite course or a place you guys go during the season?
Definitely at Pool Green for the mile split invitational. It's a very fast course.
Hey, that's everybody likes that. Thomasdale record holder Maddie Sawyer, thank you so much to all three of you for joining us this morning.
All right, thank you so much for having us.
You bet. We'll be back next week, of course, with our next Play Chesterfield School Spotlight. Fun to check in with Thomasdale High School. A lot of great things going on down there. And we mentioned it tomorrow night. I'll be down in Chesterfield, the new Perkinson Center for the Performing Arts at the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame inaugural induction. Vic Williams, legendary football coach on that list of inductees. It's going to be a really fun night down there. We'll tell you how that goes on Friday's program. Thanks to Play Chesterfield for making our athlete spotlight possible each week. We'll catch you next Wednesday at 10:30 with another one. We're back with more MP on the mic right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Glad to have you along for the ride on a Wednesday. If you missed our Thomasdale Athlete Spotlight, part of our Play Chesterfield series, grab the Odyssey app, hit the rewind button to 10:30. If you're into football, and I am into football personally, it's a thing I enjoy, you'll enjoy this segment. We welcome in our guy, Mike Svetitz.
What's up, Michael?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
How you doing, Bob?
Yo! We're in the heart of football season. I feel like last week is always like the step back for college. Week one's so good, and then everybody gets their cupcakes back. We're back on the board this week, though. Alabama, Wisconsin at noon, you know, and maybe not a good game, but some good teams. You're the expert here. I'm not the expert. Mike's the expert at frontpagebets.com. LSU is only giving 7 to the Fighting Shane Beamers down at South Carolina. That's the team that almost lost to Old Dominion. That one made me perk my eyes up here, Mike. You've got a lot of fun going on in the evening slate as well.
Well, especially with South Carolina, the way they played against ODU, a team they should actually, ODU should have won that game in week one. And LSU, the way they kind of opened up the season, against USC, not a great ending to that game, or, great ending, but not if you're Brian Kelly and the Tigers. But yeah, it's interesting. You're going to South Carolina. Anytime you go on the road in the SEC, it's a tough place to play. It doesn't matter if it's, except for Vanderbilt pretty much, but any other place in the SEC is a tough place to play. And, Virginia
don't,
Tech.
Don't tell the Hokie fans that.
Okay, well, hey, here we go. I meant for SEC teams. If you're an ACC team going to the SEC, forget about it. But, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see that game and see if, these odd makers, they're pretty accurate, and the fact that they think there's going to be some points scored in that game, 50 and a half, I think is the over under. So, that'll be interesting. The Alabama Wisconsin game is one of the better ones on the schedule. Obviously you have a top 25 matchup between 24 Boston College and number 6 Missouri, which, it's the only top 25 matchup that with two ranked teams, but it'd be interesting to see. I think Missouri, wins that game. That the Wisconsin Alabama game, I think, is going to be physical. Alabama favored by 16. I think that's about right. But if Camp Randall, another tough place to play. But if you're Alabama, you're used to that kind of thing. It'll be interesting to see how they go on the road. Without Nick Saban.
Speaking of SEC teams based out of Tennessee, I've never seen a line this big. Tennessee is a 49-point favorite over Kent State this weekend. I don't think I've ever seen a line that big.
No, and I think, you looked at how they beat NC State last week, hanging, 51 on them. And again, Josh Heupel's offense is really good. Depending on, it doesn't matter who the players are. Like, he wants to score. They're the fastest paced. They have been consistently one of the fastest paced offenses, run one of the most, the most plays per game. Kent State, I don't know. It's a lot of points, though.
So many points.
It's too many points. Too many points. I don't know if I could do that with the over-under. So here's the thing. The spread, 49, 50, depending on what you look at. But the total, the point total is only 62 and a half. That means, somebody's not scoring.
I've identified which team's not scoring. I've been able to get that one. The kid there, I'll give it the try, Nico Iamaliava, the quarterback down there. He's the $8 million man, right? He got the $8 million NIL deal out of school. He's been really good, though. There may be something to this giving a large pile of money to a good player and letting them cook.
You do that, and then you say, hey, go out there and spread the ball around, throw it 50 times a game, you're going to put up some stats. I mean, 525 yards last week. It's crazy. 525 and 5 last week, or actually total for this season, 74, almost 75% completion percentage. Not bad for a team. And they're going to need all of that when they play this year in the SEC, because there's going to be some tough games that they're going to face. I'm trying to look at Tennessee's schedule now, but again, playing in the SEC, you got, Oklahoma, at Oklahoma, at Georgia, and then you got home, Mississippi State, Kentucky, Alabama, and Florida. So it'll be interesting to see how, if they can keep this up through the rest of the season. But 50 points, I would take Kent State plus 49, plus 50.
It's so many points. I don't even know what to... It's like betting Iowa on the under. Like, you know you want to do it, but it's so few points. But you also, like, you're not going to catch me losing on an Iowa over. I'm not that guy.
Absolutely not.
No, that's just
absolutely
humiliating. Mike Smeditz, frontpagebets.com. We love having him join us on Wednesdays. Before we go any further, though, you're coming in next Wednesday, right? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, yeah, you got to remind me about this, because this is I'm putting this on my calendar, but I need like a bunch of reminders. I can't wait for this.
I'll give you this. I did this with Parney Time. We ended up doing about half the Parney Times because I would text him on Friday morning. He'd be like, hey, you want to do Party Time? He's like, wait, where were you 2 days ago when I set my schedule? I was like, oh, yeah, not everybody's life revolves around MP on the mic, it turns out.
True.
Yeah, I will remind you, we have there's a company that makes stadium flavored shots. Hot dog, cotton candy, caramel corn. We've got it all. We're gonna have an in studio sampling to get us in the mood for college football.
I can't wait for this, and I hope there's video documentation of said shots. Are they now they're alcoholic? Is that correct, or are they just like just flavored?
No, they're alcoholic. I'm okay. Getting the not. We'll have food too. We'll get some pizza or something. We'll make sure this is taken. Although I can't do that after. I was explaining to our boss here that pizza does not constitute catering for a meeting. We had a go round about that last fall. I said we can't just do pizza at every meeting. So may have to go a step better than pizza. We'll see.
Well, as long as it's not cheese, because nobody's cheese hungry at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm never.
Or 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you got to catch me at 8, 9 p.m. to get me cheese hungry. Absolutely. Do you remember when Little Caesars had the 2-for-1 and they like wrapped it in paper? The pizza. Do you remember this?
I think I do.
That came up earlier in today's program. It's what were they thinking? Wrapping two pizzas in paper and pretending like you got one for free? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's football season, so it's pizza season.
That's it. Absolutely.
Mike Smeditz joins us. Frontpagebets.com is the site. We got Thursday football this week, Dolphins, Bills. Little news coming across, potentially two running backs out for the Dolphins. Raheem Mostert is out. Devonta Chan is questionable with an ankle injury. Both teams coming off of week one wins.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. You know, obviously AFC East, you know, the Bills have won four in a row, or four conferences, or division titles in a row. Obviously Miami's made the playoffs 2 years in a row looking for the third. So this is, you know, week two will go a long way to see, you know, who's at the top of this division and how it goes. You know, the Bills beat them both times last year, and Josh Allen had an insane game. I think ran for two in his first, against the Dolphins last year. I think, you know, the Bills, both teams pulled out scrappy wins in week one. I think they take the top off the offense a little bit in these games. You know, running the football for Miami, if Mostert and Achane are hurt, you know, they've got some other players that can run the football, but I think, you know, you're going to let Tua just kind of sling it all over the yard like he has been. And, you know, Josh Allen's going to have, they're going to have to run the ball more consistently with Cook and throwing better on first down to loosen up, because Josh Allen cannot keep carrying the ball as much as he does. I know he enjoys it, but, you know, it's got to take a wear and tear on him. But the Dolphins, you know, whatever's going to move the sticks is what they're going to have to do against the Dolphins. But I think it'll be a high-scoring game, and it'll be one that I think the Bills can come up. Actually, no way. I just picked. Hold on, just breaking news. I just picked the Dolphins to be honest.
You've got it both ways. If you pick the Bills here and pick the Dolphins on your front page bets video,
you're gonna. I like
your chances of picking a winner.
Well, you know, this is how we do it here at Front Page Bets. We always make sure that we're covered on all angles.
That's slick.
I got the Dolphins minus two.
I agree with you though. This is a close. Well, you got to pick one. That's your business here. But this isn't one where you can feel confident either way.
No, I think it's going to come down to just who can score the most points, and I think that's Miami.
Speaking of quarterbacks who run too much, the Washington Commanders, Mike, I'm going to get to say this to you two times this season because they play the Panthers later this year. The Washington Commanders are favored in Sunday's game. They are giving 1.5 to Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. Truly a game only a fan of one of these teams could love.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this is, you know, thank God for the red zone here. And in Richmond, Virginia, because I don't know if I could suffer through watching, you know, 3 hours of the Commanders Giants. But unless New York was wearing the uniforms that they wore last week, which I thought were actually, I was one of probably the few who liked them.
They were wild. I don't know if I like them or not. I just, they're wild.
It was different. It's better than like the, what was the Thursday night deal a bunch of years ago where they had
Color Rush.
The Color Rush. That's right.
They gave the Redskins all yellow, all gold uniforms, and Bruce Allen looked at him and said, "We're not wearing that." And he didn't.
Who was the team that played it looked like ketchup was playing mustard.
Yes, it did.
But I like the Commanders. I like the way Jaden Daniels started. I like the way, you know, they were able to run the ball. Now with, you know, Austin Eckler gives them that kind of third down option, but also, you know, can run the ball and spell, Robinson. I like the way they're doing that. They've got to be able to, you know, Jaden Daniels has got to be able to not take as many hits, keep his helmet on. But I don't know. And I like the pass rush for the Commanders. Their defense has been always pretty solid. They beat the Giants. They've just got to, you know, the more Daniels gets reps and gets experience, I think the better this team's going to get.
I agree with you on that one. Anything else you want to tell us about from frontpagebets.com or the board this week?
Yeah, we're still, you know, again, it's week two of the NFL. We've got it all. So if you haven't gotten yourself a betting app or you're trying to dabble and then not really sure, go to frontpagebets.com. We can help you out and explain and break it all down for you. But I'm just looking forward to, you know, as we get into college football season, you know, the deeper you go into September and October, the better the Saturday games are. And then obviously the NFL with the parity across the board. We'll see. I think the big other thing I'm watching is, can Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes put on a show like they have in years past? I'm not sure that the Bengals can, but that's my upset of the week, is that they will.
Ooh, I like that. Burrow's has been the only guy who's had Mahomes' number, but also he doesn't activate until about week four. So we do have dueling storylines there in Kansas City.
Absolutely. That'll be a good one.
I love it. Mike Svet, it's frontpagebets.com. Always appreciate you dropping by.
Thanks, Michael. See you next week, bud.
All right. I'm definitely looking forward to next week. You can mark that one down for sure. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, turning into the home stretch on this Wednesday morning, halfway through the week. Got ourselves another full slate of football this weekend. Fired up for Virginia Tech, of course, down at Old Dominion in Norfolk. Still waiting on word on who ODU's quarterback will be. May not get that until Saturday. UVA hosting Maryland, chance to go 3-0 would be a big start for the Wahoos. Of course, we'll keep tabs on all that. Flying Squirrels baseball, their season wraps up this weekend. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Look, I don't like to do this. You don't like to do this. Some of you like to do this. Most of you don't like to do this, but we got to do this. Dallas Cowboys are rolling. Big win over the Cleveland Browns. Big contracts for CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott after an offseason of hand-wringing. And you know my stance on this. I did not think they were going to sign these contracts. I thought Jerry Jones was going to let them roll into their final year and play it out and then decide whether to pay everybody or break up the band. Instead, changes his mind at the last second, brings everybody back together. I think he'll give Micah Parsons a nice fat contract in the end, too. Jerry knows something, and that is there's Band-Aids, right? Like you get cut and there's Band-Aids, and then there's emotional cuts. And the Band-Aid for an emotional cut is a big fat pile of money.
Do you ever worry that someone is just going to say, I want out? Here's my trade demand. I want out of here. Do you or do you never worry about that? And why do you think we really haven't had it happen with a superstar around here when the negotiations may not go their way initially?
Well, I've never seen anybody get their feelings hurt enough that the money couldn't cure.
The wisdom of Jerry Jones, folks. I've never seen anybody get hurt so much. You couldn't cure it with money. He's got a lot of it. He gave away a lot of it to some of his players this week. CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. Dak becomes, on paper, the highest paid player in the NFL. Of course, that's written in pencil, not pen. That will be replaced soon enough when the next player comes in for his big contract extension, or they rip up Mahomes' contract, give him another one. Bottom line, somebody else will be the highest paid player soon. But Dak's in the upper echelon. It means time for Dak to deliver.
And he delivered on Sunday. Certainly great win against the Browns. The regular season has been fantastic for the Cowboys. Just need to put it together in the postseason, add a Super Bowl title to that list of things this group has done well together. Because in Dallas, that's how you measure it. The great dynasties there. Cross finish line. And now it's up to Dak to cross the finish line and CeeDee Lamb. And I do think Micah Parsons will be there too. So my initial point, and that's Jerry Jones, his weekly press conference call-in interview thing on our sister station down in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. I don't know if 105.3 The Fan does group knitting activities. If they have Chunky Blank at night at Odyssey Dallas, that's something obviously we'll have to look into. Probably too busy writing good questions to ask Jerry Jones because he makes a weekly appearance down there. Jerry's not shy about talking. One of the things that surprised me, right, is that he didn't let the season play out. I really thought he was going to. I thought he was going to say, let's see what happens. And if I need to blow it up, I'm going to blow it up, start rebuilding something, give a little bit of runway for Jerry's an old dude. The kids are going to take over soon. Charlotte's going to take over soon. Steven's going to take over soon. We're going to get to know them soon enough. You want to leave them with a functioning operation, not something you've mortgaged into the ground to try to get one more ring. Now, if they have confidence these guys will play four more good years, you roll with it. And I think Dak's a really good quarterback. I think certainly he's as worth the investment as any of them are. When you talk about CeeDee Lambs and receivers, though, I keep waiting for this market bubble to pop. I think receivers are generally overpaid right now in the NFL relative to production, relative to supply and demand, relative to how many of them there are. I've been saying that for a few years, though. Bubbles still hadn't popped. Bubbles still inflate, and receivers are still making more money than ever. Here's Jerry Jones on why he did it.
Explain the philosophy behind waiting as long as you guys did.
Oh, well, I think, first of all, what if you're not right? What if you're not right? What if you're wrong? You shouldn't have extended it. Have you ever thought that in any case, I'm not talking about Dak's contract at all, but in any case, secondly, it's a real misnomer to think that you had a meeting of the minds at this level that we ended up. Once it's done, you said, why couldn't you all have gotten that done yesterday? That's easy. Just paying the most money ever. Well, you have no idea where you were close to a meeting of the minds. Dak, of course, had the ability to play this out this year and be free in a market that could really reward that very much. And the assumption you're making when you say late in the game on any of these players, have we ever signed the players early and then sorry that we signed them? You guys get your memory cap out. We have, haven't we? Okay. Signed them way 2 years too early, mm-hmm. A year too early. Didn't see enough. So it does happen.
Certainly don't have to read too hard between those lines. Ezekiel Elliott was the contract that loomed over Dallas's salary cap for a few years when they weren't getting the production. He wasn't even the starting running back. Jerry Jones made mistakes. We've all made mistakes in our lives. So that's Jerry Jones on our sister station, 105.3 in Dallas. You can also listen to that station on the free Odyssey app. They have less fun than we have. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just guessing because we have a lot of fun around here. And they got a lot of Cowboys talk to do. I would guess the calls there are mega spicy at all times. I would guess when they open up the phone lines, they start at boiling hot and get hotter from there. They go thermonuclear, especially after Cowboys losses. Probably not a lot of those spicy calls this week, though. I'm curious how close Jerry was to letting it play out, because in that interview, and right, Jerry's sharp. He's going to put out the message he wants to put out. Jerry's trying to say, man, Dak had all the leverage here. Dak could have waited a year, and Dak could have done the Kirk Cousins and become a free agent and gotten a big pile of money. And that is true. And Kirk Cousins did make a big pile of money when he played it out that way. I think there was just as much leverage on Jerry's side. He'd never admit this. I think he understood there was just as much leverage on his side if Dak played out the season and it wasn't great. Dak was going to get a big pile of money, but he wasn't going to be quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys anymore. And that matters. And I'm sure Dak's agent tells him it matters that you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody in America knows who the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys is. Look at what happened to the last two quarterbacks of the Dallas Cowboys. One of them's announcing the CBS game of the week. One of them's announcing the ESPN Monday Night Football game of the week, right? You've got two very, very famous players. And if Dak wants to go down that road, he can be as famous as he wants to be. Not because he's a great quarterback, not because he's wearing four or five rings, right? Tom Brady, you're the quarterback of the Patriots. You got to win the rings to be famous, get on TV. Tom Brady, obviously, you know, if he's just the quarterback of the Patriots, he's Drew Bledsoe. He's a guy we've heard of. He's not a guy who's on TV. Dak Prescott, move him somewhere else. What is he? He's Trevor Lawrence. He's Justin Herbert. He's a good quarterback. We're aware of him. Nobody's bending over back. Where Justin Herbert's in that commercial for home mortgages. I mean, that's kind of about where Dak's at if he's not quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He's on here shilling male enhancement pills or whatever he can get his hands on for a few extra bucks on the side. He's a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, though. That matters. That matters immensely, especially in the world of marketing and brand names. And look, when the Cowboys play, America watches. They're America's team, and they're really, really good this year, and they're going to be really good. I'm excited. They got two games against the Eagles. I think they're both going to be spectacular. I thought they were really good last year. Those games are going to be crucial for home playoff games, home playoff seedings. And Dallas finally got the home playoff game last year, which is why that loss to Green Bay was all the more crushing. And you never know what's going to happen over the course of a season. But Jerry Jones keeps it together. The good times are flowing. He put that money Band-Aid on in Dallas. Everybody's looking good, doing well. Now, they won't play Deshaun Watson every week, unfortunately for them. But I think they could get off to a hot start here. They'll have the Saints this weekend. I think they'll be a trendy pick in survivor pools. They're rolling. Team's rolling. We'll keep an eye on it because I think that Dallas-Philly contest, the rivalry is going to be really hot this year as both teams sense they've got the opportunity for something special. By the way, go rewind 5 years ago and tell me Saquon Barkley against Ezekiel Elliott, and it's still meaningful. The way this league churns through running backs, as remarkable, they're still doing their thing at a high level. We're going to do our thing for one more segment, then we'll send you off to AWOD Radio. He's live and local 12 to 3. Grant and Danny will drive you home before Flying Squirrels Baseball. Then I'll have that in Dallas. Then I'll have that on The Fan in Dallas. Take that, 105.3. You know where you are. It's 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.